I'm Alana Medluck, and you're listening to the WGXC News Update. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star, Steepletop, the home of poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, was named a literary landmark Sunday, October 23rd. The farmhouse on 500 acres in Austerlitz was home to Millay for 25 years before her death in 1950. Millay was the first woman to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. The Empire State Center for the Book and United for Libraries partnered with the Edna St. Vincent Millay Society and the Friends of the Chatham Public Library to honor the poet for her contributions to literature. Quote, "I am so honored to be here today for the first time," end quote, Rocco Staino, director of the Empire State Center, said. Quote, "Edna St. Vincent Millay was inducted into the New York Writers Hall of Fame in 2010 with the first class of writers," end quote. The proposal to include Steepletop as a literary landmark was the idea of Chatham Public Library Executive Director Julie DeLiesel. The Empire State Center for the Book was established in 2010. The center provides programs that highlight the state's literary heritage and calls attention to the importance of books, reading, literacy, and libraries. Read the full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail, local historian, co-founder of the Mountaintop Historical Society, and lifelong Haines Falls resident Justine Hommel, died October 17th at the age of 90. Mountaintop Historical Society President Cindy LaPierre said of Hommel, quote, "She was constantly writing and sharing what she'd been learning," end quote. LaPierre said in addition to her other work, Hommel was the town of Hunter historian. LaPierre described Hommel as a, quote, "self-schooled librarian and town historian," but said she took advantage of the many workshops and courses offered by the state and the county when offered. Quote, "She took what she was doing seriously," LaPierre said. Bob Gildersleeve, a member of the Mountaintop Historical Society board, said, quote, "She was a strong woman. She was able to accomplish things and earn the respect of just about everybody who knew her. She will be missed," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Times Union is reporting a state commission has put out the call for artists to design an LGBT memorial to honor, quote, "the fight for equal rights and all victims of hate, intolerance, and violence," end quote. It will be located in a waterfront park on the western edge of the Greenwich Village neighborhood in Manhattan. Governor Andrew Cuomo established the commission in the wake of the Orlando shootings that killed 49 people. Cuomo said the monument will serve as a symbol of the sacrifice New Yorkers have made in building a more just world. Artists must submit proposals online by November 21st. Read the full story in the Times Union. As the November 8th general election approaches, Election Protection, the nation's largest nonpartisan voter protection coalition, is reminding voters of its toll-free voter helplines. Election Protection's trained volunteers are available to address voters' questions or problems with registration, early voting, and any other related voting issue. The group is especially concerned this year about improper challenges and voter intimidation at the polls. Voters can get answers to their questions by calling the Lawyers Committee's hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE. That's 866-687-8683. The hotline is currently staffed 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on weekdays, but will expand its schedule as Election Day nears. The Spanish-language hotline, 888-VE-VOTA, that's 888-839-8682, is live all year. And Asian-language voters can get assistance during the election season in a variety of languages, including Bengali, at 888-API-VOTE. That's 888-274-8683. Voters are asked to call, leave a message, and a volunteer will return their call. Information is also available at www.ourvote.org. I'm Alana Medluck, and this has been the WGXC News Update.